Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It gives me such pleasure to welcome our second guest on the Morning Mayhem since we've opened up the studio. Do you know you're the only second guest who's actually come into studio in 2.5 years?
Wow, that's great.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Brian Chernotsky, how are you?
Thank you. Good,
you look
and
well.
You, Kathy. Thank you. All going well. Thank you.
That's good. So Brian is the principal of Cherno Davis Properties, and he's an agent for Reed Terrace. So how's it going with Reed Terrace?
It's been amazing. The demand has been, I mean, the launch was incredible. We had nearly 100 people there. Sales are flowing. We're over 20%, maybe even closer to 25% of sales.
How's that in terms of regular development?
Well, you know, it's very above average. It's doing very, very well. You know, especially in terms of the current climate, the economy, the COVID, etc. Things have been a bit difficult in property. But we overwhelmed by the response, and the flow continues to come in. We're getting daily leads, daily deals. People are really attracted to this development.
What made you get involved with this development?
Kathy, having been in property for over 30 years, I've had lots of mistakes in terms of developers letting you down, people promising things, people arriving, seeing a plan, seeing a picture, and when their unit's built, it's not the same. So for me, the main criteria is to look at the actual developers themselves. And having WineProp and Investec Property behind it, well, those are two of the biggest you're going to get. And you know you can deliver on the promise you give to the clients.
Because of what they've done in the past.
Exactly.
You know, past behavior being great, the best predictor for future behavior.
Reputation is always, you know, it goes, my late grandfather always used to say, your good name lasts forever. And bad word spreads 10 times faster than good.
That is true. That's absolutely true. So I'm just constantly finding out new things that Reed Terrace is going to be offering. I mean, and there's so much thought that's gone into it. And I've spoken to you about this as well.
Correct.
You know, with the fact that there's going to be even an Uber there, that there's backup water, that there's backup electricity systems, that it's fiber ready. It's all really there.
Exactly.
It's just incredible.
Yeah, I mean, if we have a lights out, electricity out for a couple of days, weeks, we'll be fine. People won't even notice other than their timer on their oven going off for 10 seconds.
So how, I mean, looking at, I was having this conversation with a colleague actually yesterday. We were talking about Reed Terrace, strangely enough. Because it's, you know, you've got to take notice when an iconic building structure goes up in a community that's going to have a large impact on the community, a positive impact. And we're just talking about property prices, and he was telling me that where he is, what they're selling units for, and it's not a new complex. It's a dated complex.
Yeah.
For the same units that Reed Terrace is offering, you know, his is like, I don't know, I think he's said about 200,000 rand more.
Mm. As well as they've got the transfer duties they have to pay on top of that, whereas ours is included in the price.
Yes, because you're building off, you're buying off plan.
Yes,
is that right?
And it's a VAT inclusive transaction.
Yeah, that's incredible. When do you think it will be built?
You know, predictably in the beginning we thought we would start building towards the middle of this year, and it takes 15 to 18 months to get these blocks up.
Yeah.
So, but the way things are going, and you know, in terms of a development, you have to hit pre-sales target, which means you've got certain amount of deals that the banks are happy with, bonds approved, guarantees in, etc., etc. And once you hit that target, they start building. And the way that things are going,
it might be sooner.
It could be sooner.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Unbelievable.
And it'll be so good for that area.
Brilliant, because there's really a lack of quality sectional title, you know. I don't mean that in a defamatory way, but some of these buildings are over 50 years old. There's been no consideration to community, like, for example, our park with our pool and clubhouse, our outdoor gym, places for kids to play. You know, you come home from work, your child wants to go for a walk, or your kid wants to take the dog out. You have to worry, you have to go with, you can't relax. Yeah, you can sit on your balcony and watch them play in the park from your unit without having to schlep.
And nobody likes to schlep.
No.
No, we take podcasts if we have to go further than Balfour Park.
These days we take it to our own pool downstairs.
Exactly. What has impressed you about Reed Terrace?
The quality of the finishes are unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, having sold for in Sandton and very upmarket suburbs, these finishes rival with the best. The security is top draw.
Let's talk about the security. What does every resident get in terms of security?
So basically, that will be walled electric fences. There's going to be 24-hour guarding with a system. We haven't decided exactly on the system, but it may be biometric, it may be Bluetooth or some type of card system. All guests or visitors will be signed in. There'll be beams and patrols. There's on-site and off-site monitoring from CAP. So you really can't move in there without somebody watching you.
Yeah.
And one unfortunately needs it in these times. You know, CAP are amazing in the area. They often will meet you outside if you're arriving late. The guards are always helpful. They know their people. They kind of leave the same guards there so they get familiar with who's who in the zoo.
Right. And that's what you want.
Definitely.
You want to have people, guards who are part of the community that lives there. Exactly. How many units are going up?
117.
Yeah.
Which are made up of 17 3-bedrooms, about 65 2-bedrooms, and the rest being 1-bedrooms.
Amazing.
And you got the garden units, the upstairs units with incredible views. We offer storerooms for people who need that little bit of extra space coming from the big houses.
Especially if you're downsizing.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't want to get rid of stuff and you want to have it close to you.
100%.
Yeah, that's amazing. So how do we get in touch with you if we're interested in finding out more?
Well, Jordan is running the project and his number is very easy, 083-677-7721. Call him anytime for an appointment. We are there. We have an office on site. So we're there every day barring Shabbos. And Sundays, we're on show every Sunday from 12 to 5. So arrive at your leisure. We'll show you around.
Amazing. And during the week, you'd have to make an appointment to go and see
generally,
the show unit.
100%. But phone Jordan, so I'm on my way to the site and inevitably you'll be there.
What happens if we want our new place kitted out like the show unit or similar style?
Well,
because it's beautiful, it's modern, it's chic, it's beautiful.
Yes, well, the people that are running that are offering special packages for the similar or same type of furniture.
Yeah.
So you can kind of throw your old furniture away. A lot of the clients that we sold to have said, where do I put my furniture? I'm selling all my stuff. I just want to come in and buy that show unit.
Yeah. Message coming through from one of our listeners, Unsigned, says, how can there be no levies at Reed Terrace?
No.
I didn't know that there were no levies.
No, that's wrong. I think in one of your adverts on Chai FM,
yes,
the speaker spoke of it quickly and it said low levies. And a lot of people heard no levies.
Ah.
In fact, I listened to it twice. Just to hear that they didn't say no levies. So
it's low levies,
correct.
Not no levies.
100%.
Okay, important to know. Important to know. Brian Chernotsky, thank you very, very much.
Thanks, Kathy.
It's been wonderful speaking to you.
Yeah, and tell people they need to come in soon because it is going to sell fast and opportunities like this are not going to be coming again in the near future.
Yeah, 100%. Thank you so much. Well, there you go. You see, so you said I must tell our listeners what? To get in touch, go in fast because they will go in now because they are selling fast.
100%.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kev.
Thank you so much. That's Brian Chernotsky. And if you want to get hold of Reed Terrace, you can either go to the Chai FM website. There's a huge banner there. You can just click on it and it'll take you through to the Reed Terrace website, or you can go to their website directly. It is Reed Terrace, RED Terrace.co.za.